October 19, life-giving water. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. John 4:10. This message is meant for us just as surely as for the woman of Samaria. It comes sounding down along the line from age to age. If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Rivet this in your minds. Every soul should awaken to an understanding of his spiritual need. How very many there are that know not the gift of God. They talk of the truth, they talk of heaven and of religion. They talk of faith, but they know it not. They have not an experimental knowledge what faith means, or what it is to trust God, of what it is to drink of the living water of life day by day. Are there any that are thirsting for the living water and feel, Oh, that I might find it? I look to the right, and it is not there. I seek to the left, and I find it not. I look before me and behind me, and yet I cannot find my Savior. Do you want to know how to find him? Come to him just as needy and dependent as you are, in the simplicity of a little child, in all the confidence that a child has in its parents, and ask your Savior to pity you in your great necessity. Tell him that you want the water of salvation. Unless we shall drink of the water that Christ gives, we cannot improve our own situation or of those that are around us. Only by being supplied by that grace which Jesus Christ can give us and is longing to bestow upon us will the necessities of the souls that are ready to perish be met. It was not because this woman was a Samaritan that she did not know Christ, for he came to save the Samaritans as well as the Jews. With him there is no caste or special favored people. He came to take away the sins of the world. This he is willing to do for all, Jew or Gentile, and this we must have done for us before we can enter heaven. We must let him take away our sins because in him was no sin. He is our sin-bearer. Manuscript 18, October 19, 1895.